sitting out here in my backyard, and these two little, I think they're moths or butterflies, I don't know, they're little white specimens, and they're flying around my mustard green plant. And I was having a little talk with them, and something came to me. But earlier, before I went on break, I'm on my lunch break, earlier in my break, I was chatting with someone on Twitter, and we were talking about the racism, white supremacy deal. And she said that these people who run the world don't care about what color you are or anything like that, or what religion you come from. You're just being used. And I said, yeah. I said, but it started with the African man. And what you can't really say what you really want on Twitter. So I just kind of like summarized. But this is how I feel about everything. I know that the root of all of this is from Satan. He's evil. And he wants to take as many people with him as he can. In saying that, I'm not going to overlook the fact that the African man was mistreated and deceived before anybody. And we didn't fall in line with his shit. So what did he have to do? Had to go to who he could manipulate and who he knew would fall in line. Unfortunately, today, that happens to be, and in history, it happens to be white supremacists, racists. He wasn't able to infiltrate the mind alone of non-white people. He was able to infiltrate the mind and the logic of white people. And so they became white supremacists and racists. Now, in saying that, a lot of times when you say white people get really offended. And that's understood, because you don't want to be hated. Because you, yourself, you're thinking, I didn't do anything wrong. But when you look at the history of the world, which doesn't include the history of what was done to the Africans, you have to understand that all the deviancy, all the sexual sickness, all of this stuff started with Satan being able to deceive people, and the people he was able to deceive and infiltrate on the largest scale were white people. And that's a lot to digest. So what happens? So he gets to them, they follow him, they make a covenant with him, and then you have the control of others who are non-white. And it's confusing for a lot of people. I also want to bring up a point of how people stood by and watched Africans be treated like shit and did nothing. You know, I was thinking to myself, I said, I listened to a lot of Neely Fuller Jr. And, you know, he may not say things in a way a lot of people would be able to digest or comprehend, but he makes really logical points. One of the points he made was, one of the things he talked about was white people need to help non-white people more. a lot of white people stand by and y'all see stuff and you know something ain't right. You know a white person is bamboozling us. You know they're trying to take advantage of us. And you're sitting there and you're letting them do it and you don't say anything because it's not your business. But then when your high school gets gunned down, you want us to feel bad for you. But when people in a predominantly black neighborhood in New York get gunned down in the parking lot and in the store, nobody comes to see about them. You know? And then when things happen to you, you expect the world to stop. If the world had stopped in the beginning when this shit started, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So here we are, decades later, trying to figure out how to stop it and how to come together. The only thing I know is that we cannot ignore who did what and who did what to who. We can't ignore that. We have to have an accepted responsibility. I don't think that, you know, all white people are bad. I don't think that all black people are good. I don't think that all non-white people are good. I think that there comes a time where we have to make choices in life. And some of us make good choices and some of us make bad choices. Unfortunately, the choice that was made to mistreat, harm, and deceive and manipulate people, we were the culprits of that. We got the punishment. Why did we get the punishment? Because we got the punishment because we didn't want to fall in line in large numbers. We didn't want to follow that covenant. We knew in the beginning, we knew our history. We knew what we were capable of. And then somewhere along the way, the deception, the lies, all of that got to us and we lost who we are. Everybody on this planet right now is responsible for every living thing, taking care of the water, the trees, the grass. We're responsible for all of that. But do we do our job? Do we as individuals do our job? No. There are the basics to everything. We know the root of all of this is Satan. We know he's running the show. But let's not forget that he can't do anything that we do not allow him to do. He is not that powerful. We are rulers and dominion over this earth. But we allow him to take over. And we have to take it back. And how is that going to happen? How are we going to come together as a people? We need to start understanding and realizing that when black people say something, people need to listen. And when you start listening to us, then that's when change will begin. I promise that. But when you continue to shut us down and tell us that you're not this, you didn't do that, or you're constantly defensive and you're not listening to us, then we're going to have no other recourse of action but to suspect you and to feel like you're not hearing us and you're not listening. So just sit back and relax and take it all in. Stop making excuses for yourself. Everything that we're doing right now on the earth makes absolutely no sense. It's all insanity. And so we have to work out of being insane and becoming sane and having this earth the way God meant for it to be. We can't fight it anymore. We can't make excuses. We can't try to put sugar in it and make people feel better about what is really going on. But the truth of the matter is that nothing's going to get accomplished until we all come together. There are a lot of angry black people out there. And they're not trying to listen to nobody. And I don't blame them. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Take care.